Hello, welcome to the podcast. Today I will be reading selections from A Light in the Attic by Shel Silverstein. Our first selection we are reading is called Ticklish Tom.
I died.
Did you hear about Ticklish Tom? He got tickled by his mom, wiggled and giggled and fell on the floor, laughed and rolled right out the door. All the way to school and then, he got tickled by his friends. He laughed till he fell off his stool, laughed and rolled right out of school, down the stairs and finally stopped till he got tickled by a cop. And all more that he kept giggling, all the more the folks kept tickling. He shrieked and screamed and rolled around, laughed his way right out of town. Though the country down the road, he got tickled by a toad, past the mountains, crossed a plain, tickled by the fallen rain. Tickled by the soft brown grass, tickled by the clouds that passed, giggling, rolling on his back. He rolled on the railroad track. Rumble, rumble, whistle, roar. Tom ain't ticklish anymore. Here is a disclaimer. My sister is playing Roblox in the background, but that's no worries. The next poem we are reading is called Rockabye. Rockabye baby in the treetop. Don't you know a treetop is not a soft place to rock? And who put you up there? And your cradle too? Baby, I think someone down here's got it in for you. Next, we will be reading The Fly Is In. The fly is in, the milk is in, the bottle is in, the fridge is in, the kitchen is in, the house is in, the town. The flea is on, the dog is on, the quilt is on, the bed is on, and the carpet is on, the floor is on the ground. The worm is under, the ground is under, the grass is under, the blanket is under, the diaper is under, the baby is under the tree. The bee is bothering, the puppy is bothering, the dog is bothering, the cat is bothering, the baby is bothering, mama is bothering me. The end. 'The last selection we will be reading is called Clarence. Shush!
Where are you?
Shush! Clarence Lee from Tennessee loved the commercials he saw on TV. He watched with wide believing eyes and bought everything they advertised. Cream to make his skin feel better, spray to make his hair look wetter, bleach to make his white things wider, stylish jeans that fit much tighter, toothpaste for his cavities, powder for his doggy sleeves, purple mouthwash for his breath, deodorant to stop his sweat. He bought each cereal they presented, bought each game that they invented. Then one day he looked and saw a brand new ma, a brand new pa, new improved in every way. Hurry and order yours today. So of course our little Clarence sent off for two brand new parents. The new ones came in the morning mail, the old ones he sold at a garage sale. And now they were all doing fine, his new folks treat him sweet and kind. His old ones work in an old coal mine, so if your new mom and pa are mean and make you eat your lima beans and make your wash and make you late and never let you stay up late and scream and scold and preach and pout, then that simply means they're wearing out. So send off for two brand new parents and you'll be as happy as little Clarence.
That was all for today's podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.